Stop me if you've heard this one. Well, I said, look here, baby. I'm here for the same reason you are. I've been married to the same woman for 25 years. Not once has she asked me what I do for a living. She tells me that she loves me, but I know that she's a chippy. I find matchbooks in her purse from every fucking bar in town. Her mother's a transvestite, and her father's always a fuller brush man, but he was bald the doorknob. And hell, I was afraid to drive. I had a vasectomy when I was 13 years old, and I knocked up this 1,300-pound Mexican woman who didn't have a green card, and I worked for her father for 7 years at the Hermosillo Chamber of Commerce. Well, you know, on a minimum wage and shit, and I finally told him, hey, he could have his job for crying out loud, and I told her I was going out for a pack of cigarettes one night. I got into a taxi cab and told him to take me to East St. Louis. I'll pay whatever's on the meter. Well, that's where I hooked up with this pharmacist, you see. Yeah, this pharmacist, crazy pharmacist, you see. Let me sweep up in the apothecary for a hot meal and some neosinephrine while I studied motel management at night. Finally, I was ready for the exam, and I rented a room above a barbershop. Jimmy the Lock one night broke in, stole some Lucky Tiger, a half pint of Bay Rum, and a Field & Stream magazine. I got a crosstown bus. Well, you see, I told the guy to let me off at the nearest bar, and I walked inside, and what do you know? That's right. A girl I hadn't seen in 15 years recognized me after a shave and told me that she thought we could make beautiful music together. And I said, baby, I have a tin ear. She said, shit, I have a glass eye and a bum leg. So we went to her place, and I found she was running guns to Africa and selling Avon products without a license, so I borrowed her car to go to the beach and meet new friends. They, that ain't the half of it, man, you know. Boy, have I got troubles, man. Well, I was pulled over for driving without sunglasses and Bermudas, and I was harassed and intimidated until we got to talking about Pete Kelly's blues, and I knew a guy named Webb, and they gave me a free color brochure booklet on how to avoid child molestation, and I drove away with a new lease on life and $10 in my pocket, which I spent on an out-of-print Cozy Co. album at Music Man Murray's, which I considered an investment in the future, along with a hi-fi recording of the 1959 Grand Prix in Sebring, which was in the wrong jacket and turned out to be a Rudy Ray Moore album. Well, anyhow, I've been trying to lay my hands on that sucker for years, and needless to say, I was beside myself, so I turned to myself and I said, hey, Earl, you're going to be a bum all your life? You know? I said, you talking to me? I said, well, Earl was one of my aliases at the time. You see, I was traveling under the name of Earl Shy. Maybe you heard of me. Well, anyhow, make a long story short, I threw in with these Italian guys in Montebello. Well, they talked me into opening up a used food restaurant. And hell, you know, you got used cars, used clothes, used furniture. Why not used food? Well, for the less fortunate people who don't get out much, you know what I mean? Anyhow, on opening night, this one-armed bass player goes berserk right in front of the goddamn place with searchlights and all the, attracted authorities over there. They were tipped off, you see. I always maintained that it was a real inside job, and they discovered it was a front for a prosthetic supermarket and a pet hospital. Anyhow, I was at a loss for words, and I was sentenced to 2 years in prison, but they suspended the sentence and had me listen to a band called Mondre for 6 months, no parole. Anyhow, when I got out, I swore I was going straight. I got the first flight to Vegas, where I enrolled as a major university and spent 2 years studying to be a typing teacher. My analyst said it was the healthiest thing he'd ever heard of. Anyhow, well, before the end of the fiscal year, I was living on chicken and wine. I'm not talking about bullshit here. No record, clean. Every night I put on a tie and hit the after-hours bar with my old beat-up Underwood typewriter. I'd only read about these places in Tally's Corner, mind you. Anyhow, here I was with shades on hanging out in the bar. Well, this trombone player named Marcel Toupet asked me if I wanted to sit in one night. Of course, I was nervous and scared and shit. Well, he who hesitates is lost. And when I got on the bandstand, they hit me with a spotlight, and I knew something was happening. They kicked off a blues and B-flat, and I just typed, man. Like a crazy man. Typed like a crazy man. All that wood shedding paid off, and oh, hell, baby, you shy. Man, you heard this story 1,000 times, I know. I don't want to bore you, but it's a dime store novel. Hell, you know the rest. I got strung out, and then I got my own group, and started playing at the MYF meetings, like 3 shows a night, 4 on the weekends, and I couldn't pay the band. They left me flat one night in Montgomery Ward's. I was there, you know, bartering for some band uniforms, and hell, I ain't seen hide nor hair of them since, so I got out of the racket. Went back to my first wife and begged her to take me back, told her I'd change, there'd be no more of them bondage scenes, and I was a new man. She slapped me with a $15 bill for an orthodontist who claimed I walked a check on some braces, and, well, you sure you want to hear this, man? Anyhow, she gave me the bum's rush, Jack, and I got a job sweeping up at Yonkers Racetrack. And one afternoon, right in the middle of the daily double, I got inspiration. I remembered Hitler's phone number. That's right, 1313, lucky number. Anyhow, I put everything I had, $68, on number 13, Big Blitz. It paid 10 to 1, I won $1,260. Quit my job, drove all night to New Orleans, where I met a girl of my dreams, woke her up, and played a long version of Harlem Nocturne on my trumpet. She called the paramedics, and they shot me full of thorazine and said, take a long walk up a short pier. Well, I ain't no fool. No siree. I got me 3 hots and a flop and the first thing smoking out of town, if you understand what I mean. And, baby, I saw you in 1957. 1957 in a Lincoln Continental with Rhode Island plates, passing me on Route 66, doing 75 miles an hour with a blue scarf around your neck, smoking a Lucky Strike, wearing Chanel No. 5 with a Rosemary Clooney right here on your radio, and I knew you didn't see me. But I saw you. And I told myself that night that I gotta get next to that girl. So what'd you say you slide down a stool and let's get acquainted?